Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. Once again, thank you to Bethesda Bagels.
Yes.
They're always fantastic, and they have great catering. They'll cater to your home, your office. You got a party. Bethesda Bagels.
Let me ask you a question.
I had Bethesda Bagels for Christmas morning spread. It was amazing.
They have gift cards?
I don't know. I'm sure they probably do.
Gift cards?
Yeah.
That's the next
I'm
move.
Sure they do.
That's at the next level.
Yes. Right. I think you've actually gone beyond the angler, Jason Bishop.
Yeah, I know.
He would
kill me for years at angling. Now he's taking over
the
crown.
No, you do it all day, all the time. You're constantly angling.
Well,
I just do a little bit here and there for some food gift cards.
You got to take what you can get.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, take what you can get.
I think that's what the Redskins did as an organization. They had to take what they could get.
Good segue.
They knew they weren't going to get Kirk Cousins again.
You know what? You're a real professional.
So they went out and got
that's a good segue.
Alex Smith. We're going to talk to J.P. Finley from NBC Sports Washington here momentarily and get his take on it.
And he's in Minnesota, site of Super Bowl 52.
J.P., what's going on?
What's up, fellas? How are you?
We're doing well. Now, before we talk about Alex Smith, I need to get your roller coaster review for riding the roller coaster at Mall of America.
Dude, I didn't get to ride it.
What?
So, yeah. Well, I will. I will ride it, and I will give you my review. But
okay, good.
So last night was to ride the roller coasters. Last night was the media party, and they closed down the amusement park inside Mall of America. Everything was free. They had free beer, free food. It was shaping up to be quite a cool night. And then my phone goes ballistic at, you know, whatever time it was. And literally we were like, I was walking around with B Mitch and we were doing a lap to figure out. Like I had done the Papa Shot.
Phone issues.
All right, let's put him on hold.
We're going to have to connect with him again.
See what's going on with him. He's up in Minneapolis. I think yesterday I saw Lindsay doing some outdoor shots there for Channel 4.
Yeah.
She was doing ice fishing a couple days ago.
Yeah, I think it was about 7 degrees yesterday.
Mm. I think they make you fishing bits if you're in the media.
Oh, yeah,
if you go to Minnesota. Like, the first thing you do is you get in a shack, you start ice fishing.
Right. Yeah.
It's required.
All right, we're going to try again. We're calling him back. Hopefully we can call him maybe
calling the Marriott.
On the Marriott? Okay.
By the way, if you go to facebook.com/thejunks, the very important poll, who's better looking, Alex Smith or Jimmy Garoppolo?
Jason's going to vote right now.
Jason's man crush.
I'm voting for Jimmy Grapes.
And Valdez loves Alex Smith.
He's such a hottie.
I saw that Drab on Twitter pointed out that when Sports Illustrated did that piece connecting looks to quarterbacks, Alex Smith, according to a scientific poll, based on symmetry of the face and all the features that they were looking for.
Number one.
Was the number one best-looking quarterback over Tom Brady.
According to, this is out of the Kansas City Star. Drab just gave this to me. But according to, it's the same deal you're talking about.
Who's the ugliest best quarterback of all time?
Ooh. The best-looking.
The ugliest best quarterback of all time.
Jim Plunkett's probably in the mix. He was ugly.
Peyton Manning? Yeah,
he's not on that
list.
Peyton
Manning?
Peyton's kind of ugly.
Hey, did you already put that up, the poll?
We have a side-by-side on Facebook.
Oh, I wanted to choose the picture for Jimmy
Grapes. Is Ben Roethlisberger money?
No, he's not silly.
I think what they had, the quarterback, that was a garbage article.
What about John Elway? John Elway looked like a horse.
He's got big horse face. Maybe it is Elway.
Big teeth.
Elway or Big Ben. It's probably one of those guys.
I mean, there are plenty of good-looking ones.
Big lips like Drab.
But I think that was a garbage study by Sports Illustrated.
Terrible study.
All right, let's go back to JP, see if we got him on a better line. Hey, JP, what's up, buddy?
What's up, fellas? Thank you for bearing with me. I'm in like a bunker of a hotel here in Minnesota, so they got me on the hotel line now. We should be good.
No worries. Where would your vote go, by the way? Who's a better-looking quarterback? Alex Smith or Jimmy Garoppolo?
What are the options?
Jimmy Garoppolo or Alex Smith.
And let's just throw Kirk Cousins in there, too, because he's kind of dreamy.
I will say this. Alex Smith was on Radio Row yesterday. I didn't get to talk to him, but I saw him. And he's a good-looking dude. Nice jawline.
Valdez all over it.
There you go.
Jimmy G wins. He's got the intrigue right now. Nobody knows what he will become.
Right. He's the Italian stallion, dude. He's got the dark skin. I wanted to pick the picture he put up on the website. I haven't seen it yet. I got to see it. Is it a picture of them in their uniforms or what?
I think they're in their uniforms.
It's a silly picture of Jimmy walking off the field. Looks butt silly.
He does.
I never seen somebody.
Who would you vote for? Who would you vote for, Rabbi?
I vote for the hot new quarterback, Alex Smith.
Yeah. Facebook.com/thejunks if you want to weigh in.
He's got
in
great
there.
Traps, too.
All right, let's get to JP's opinion of the deal for the Redskins.
I've read his article. He likes it.
The trade makes sense. They had to address the quarterback position. Clearly, they identified Alex Smith as a guy that can help them. But there is no way you can look at this trade and say they didn't overpay. Giving up Kendall Fuller is a move that stings for this defense. And you can talk about, you know, we wanted to acquire Kirk so we could focus on the defense and free agency in the draft. But you're giving up a guy that was really good. And there are some national folks that look at this like, oh, you can't even compare a slot cornerback to a quarterback. And while that's true, calling Kendall Fuller just a slot corner is kind of lazy at this point. Yes, that's the position he played last year, but if you didn't think he was poised for a much bigger role in 2018, I would disagree. He led the team in interceptions, and it was also just a tough tackler, smart kid, well-liked in the locker room. I don't know if you guys are seeing DJ Swearinger's Twitter feed right now, but he is very, very clearly upset by it. I think a number of players would be. You know, last night, as we were trying to sort all this out, watching Kendall Fuller's Twitter feed was almost sad because he was adamant that he wasn't traded.
That was kind of funny. I actually got a chuckle out of that.
It was funny, but you imagine finding out you're getting traded via Twitter like that? That's got to be a little tough.
Yeah, Swearinger just tweeted recently in the last, you know, few minutes. Never saw any BS like this in my life. I don't know who I rubbed wrong because he never sat in a meeting or put in work with my dog. People say they want to win, right? But you throw away your best defender, somebody you can set a standard with, defense will win championships. Then he went on to say, and we took a major step down from the best slot corner in the game. No disrespect to nobody on my squad or coming to my squad, but we basically took a step backwards by giving away Kendall Fuller, who graded 90 overall, which is elite and hard to do.
Well, he's wrong. Offense wins championships. Somebody needs to send DJ a bulletin.
Yeah.
Let him know that.
Well, I don't think enough people, like you said, I don't think enough people really understand the importance of the slot corner in this day and age in the NFL, because they're always on the field, and it's a tough position to play because you got to cover the entire field instead of just covering one side. I mean, it's not easy, and he was really good at it.
Well, and I think I still expect Bashaud Breeland to leave via free agency, mm-hmm. even though now there's kind of some new wrinkles to everything because they have more salary cap money. But the plan with Fuller, as I understood it, was for him to be the outside corner on first and second down. And then when they go to the nickel package, Fuller would then again bump back inside into that slot role where he was so good, and Quentin Dunbar would come and be the outside guy. So, you know, that's the one thing you can say is Fuller was really good, but he wasn't on the field all the time. Prior to last night, the plan was for him to be on the field all the time in 2018. The one thing that this does create is now the Redskins have a decision to make with Zach Brown, rather. Before, there was a legitimate question, would they have enough money to sign Zach Brown, depending on what they had to do with Kirk Cousins. Now they have the money. I mean, Kirk Cousins is going to be on another team in about 6 weeks, right? Yep. As soon as free agency opens, he's headed elsewhere. And now they're going to have more salary cap space. Zach Brown's number, he wants, from everything I've heard, they need that number to get to around $20 million guaranteed over the course of a contract for Zach Brown to stay in D.C. The Skins now have that space. If they are talking about trying to commit to the defensive side of the football, after you lose Kendall Fuller, which is a big blow, maybe you can kind of shore things up by keeping Zach Brown, and then you address defense with, you know, the 13th overall pick.
What if you had to choose between the two? Split, and you said, you know what, we could spend the money on Bree or we can spend the money on Brown.
Breland or it's tough now because cornerback has been a position of strength for really the last 2 years, and now all of a sudden you're looking at Josh Norman, Quentin Dunbar. Fabian Moreau was a guy that everybody said they got good value on in the third round last year. He hardly played as a rookie. He's got really good speed, but that's about all we know about him. Maybe they really think Moreau will be ready to go this year, kind of like Fuller was last season. The Fuller and Moreau situations are relatively comparable. Both guys slipped in the draft because of injury. Fuller, everybody said, had a first-round grade. The Redskins got him in the third round. His rookie year in 2016, he wasn't that good. He was coming back from a knee injury. And then in 2017, we all saw his growth. Maybe Moreau in 2018 will be what Fuller was last season. And then if that happens, this all kind of works out. It's hard to know exactly what will happen. I don't see them re-signing Breland. There were, you know, things popped up throughout the year. If you remember the Chargers game when they were out there in LA, Breland got benched. Are they going to re-sign a dude that got benched in week 13?
No. And then he hopped into the stands after the meaningless interception return for a touchdown. What a joke. Please, that guy can't leave soon enough.
All right, if you had to guess now, how does this affect them at the top of the draft?
Well, quarterback's off the table. I think that one's pretty obvious. I also wonder if they, by making this move to me, it says they didn't believe one of the QBs they liked would be there at 13. And whether that's Baker, whether that's Josh Allen, they don't think that person will be there. And I think I've talked to a few different people. The organization is gun shy about trading up after the debacle RG3 trade.
They should be.
So yeah, right. They should be. So I think you turn truly at this point, and I know fans will scream about this, I think you go best player available without question. So whoever's at the top of their draft board at 13, you take him. And I think you can do that almost regardless of position. And, you know, I think odds are it ends up being a defensive player, just the way the top of the draft looks. But, you know, if one of the – running back to me that makes sense would be Saquon Barkley. I don't think there's any way he falls to 13.
No.
There's value at running back later in the draft. I do think the Skins should try to address the position and add to their talent pool. I doubt it would be an offensive lineman just because their need is pretty specific at left guard. And I think you either maybe now they can re-sign Spencer Long or you can try to add that in free agency or in the draft. I think you're looking at Roquan Smith, maybe Vita Vea, the Alabama D lineman. If they can keep building up that defensive line, is still probably the best course of action, I would think.
I think Derwin James at Florida State's a stud.
Yeah,
stud.
Sure. I mean, you look at what the kid Ramsey did for Jacksonville, and you know, they're not the same player, but they certainly have a lot of the same characteristics. And if you can add that to your secondary, that's a game changer.
He could be the next Sean Taylor.
Sure.
Real quick before we let you go, second happiest person out of this deal, obviously Kirk Cousins being one, is
Mike McCartney, his agent.
Yeah, okay, him too. They're one and the same.
Okay.
Is Jay Gruden.
Yeah.
I mean, Jay Gruden now doesn't have to Kirk Cousins is out of the picture. He doesn't have to deal with all that talk of whether or not they're going to keep him or tag him, whatever. And he doesn't have to start Colt McCoy. He doesn't have to start a first-round draft pick.
And he never seemed overly enamored with him anyway.
Now he gets Alex Smith, who's established, 12-year guy, who's won, you know, playoff games, has won divisions. He can run. He can do a lot of different things with him.
Well, and frankly, it's hard because you have to, like, remind yourself to circle back to the Alex Smith on the field beyond just the enormity of the blockbuster trade. I think Alex Smith will run Jay Gruden's offense very well. And there was one consistent criticism from Jay about Kirk was that he didn't do enough off schedule. He needed to have guys open and that's when the ball went out. Alex Smith can do stuff off schedule. He's a lot more mobile. He can run a little bit more. you know, Kirk proved to be a pretty good runner, but I think a lot of his success on the ground was play calling. I think they can do more of that with Alex Smith. I do think from a straight football perspective, and I haven't been able to listen to you guys this morning, but I definitely want EB's take. I think you can make the argument the Redskins have upgraded slightly at quarterback. Alex Smith doesn't turn the ball over quite as much as Kirk. I think if, you know, if Kirk was 100, I think Alex Smith is maybe a 106. It's not a big jump, and maybe Kirk would continue to improve, whereas, you know, at 33 years old, I think we know who Alex Smith is. But for Jay Gruden, he finally has a quarterback. If you go back, one thing that always struck me about what Jay would say when he would get pressed about the Kirk Cousins contract situation is, I want a guy that will buy in. Now he has a guy that has that will buy in, clearly. Getting the contract extension done with Smith says that, and I think Jay's going to be really happy.
I don't want to belabor it, and I've said it all show. I actually differ with you a little bit. I think Kirk is better than Alex, and I think Alex peaked last year. He protects the football. One thing I will give him, he's a better athlete, and I think he clearly throws a better deep ball, even though he'd been reticent to do that the first 10 years or so of his career. He demonstrated an ability to throw the deep ball that Kirk just is not good at. But I still think at the end of the day, we've seen peak Alex Smith, and I still think that Kirk is getting better. I don't know.
I think, but is it significant either way?
I don't think it's large. I actually think, here's where we disagree also, but it's, I think they did the best thing they could do. They salvaged a horrible situation they created. I think at the end of the day, we're a worse football team than we were yesterday. We lost Fuller, and I think we're slightly downgraded at quarterback. But it's probably the best they could do to salvage the situation, if that makes
any
sense.
Agree on best they can do. Disagree on the QB situation. I think it's a wash, if not a little bit better. I think it's pretty much even. And really what tips this is the Kendall Fuller situation. You have a guy on a third-round contract for two more years playing really at an elite level, and the trouble then becomes, did they overpay for the guy that they identified that they wanted? I say they did. Now, if Alex Smith can play at the level we saw last season, then – you know, losing a quarterback is tough, but at least you have a quarterback for the foreseeable future. The other thing, guys, you know, we haven't seen this contract yet. We don't know what's actually guaranteed. I know we saw the numbers of $71 million, but it wouldn't shock me if some of that is only guaranteed to injury rather than fully guaranteed at signing.
Right.
I do think the Redskins could still be in the quarterback market later in the draft. This quarterback class is deep. There are guys to like. You got Western Kentucky kid named Mike White.
Yep.
University of Richmond, Kyle Laletta.
Yeah, kid's good.
I mean, Richmond Spiders coaching staff is at training camp every summer. They're gonna know Kyle Laletta better than any team in the NFL. And don't forget that old Bruce Allen played football at Richmond. So.
All right, JP, we got to run. Thank you so much.
Thanks,
enjoy
buddy.
The Super Bowl.
See you, bud.
Roller coaster. Don't forget. Post it
on
Twitter.
I'll get on one today.
Thank you. That's JP Finley, covers the Redskins for NBC Sports Washington. We'll come back, open up the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Listener Lines again at 800-636-1067. Your reaction to Alex Smith taking over as the starting quarterback for your Washington Redskins.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. You know, I mentioned this top of the show. There are peaks and valleys when you do a sports radio show over a year. Obviously, the NFL season, everybody's into it week in and week out. For the Redskins, unfortunately, it usually ends before the playoffs. But people are buzzing on the show during the season. And actually, at the end of the summer, when we're getting ready for the season, we can't wait till training camp. Then there's that peak of like 2 days of training camp, and then you realize
You're over training camp, and you're like, preseason games come up. Then you realize, oh, these preseason games stink.
So there's peaks and valleys in the fall, and then, you know, we'll have these times where we're really a lot of things going on, like March Madness and baseball starts at the same time. And then later on in the year, you've got the NBA playoffs and the NHL playoffs. But we were already kind of getting to this valley where, you know, the Redskins season wrapped up a while ago. The NFL season's about to wrap up with the Super Bowl. Then you just kind of start looking forward to the combine.
Right.
My son yesterday said, can't wait for the combine.
Said nobody ever.
He's
before,
into the 40-yard dash.
Dylan Flame said that yesterday.
I like the combine.
Combine's pretty good.
I like the combine.
Right.
Better than the Pro Bowl. Trouts is the Pro Bowl.
Bits and spurts, it's okay.
I like the combine.
But anyway, I was actually looking forward to doing the show today before the Alex Smith news just because the John Wall news. It was like,
that was huge.
Well, we got something to talk about, to dive into. What are the Wizards going to be like?
And the Wizards beat the hottest team in the NBA.
They did.
It's a game that we didn't think they could win. I mean, there's a lot of other stuff going on.
They played them twice. I think we thought they might get them once.
Well, we said that this is the type of game they would win.
Yeah.
Hey, look, they're going to need to win games like that because I think 15 of their next 20, something like that, are against playoff teams. Mm-hmm. So without John Wall, they're going to be playing a tougher schedule here for the next couple of months. Right. And if you look at the standings, yes, they're in fifth place right now, but they're not far from missing the playoffs. So they're going to have to play 500 basketball or better.
They need to bank some wins while Wall is sidelined. There's no doubt about it.
But anyway, all of that gets pushed to the back burner when the Redskins trade for Alex Smith and the Kirk Cousins era is over. For a couple of years, we talked about what are they going to do with Kirk Cousins? Are they going to sign him to a long-term deal? Are they going to franchise him? Are they going to transition him?
You talked about the timing of the deal. We all knew that Alex Smith was a possibility.
Definitely one of the top three.
We didn't know what they would have to give up to get him. But I was asleep when it went down because I hit Twitter, I guess, at 9:45.
Sleep.
You were.
Cakes, I was awake.
Cakes was up. Yep. Bickle was asleep. JP asleep.
Rare that I go to bed that early, but I made enough for it.
So I made a point of going to bed early last night.
Yeah, I went to bed around, I don't know, 8:45-ish.
I think we each owe you $1 if Alex Smith is the starter in week one.
I think it's more than that.
It's only $1?
I think it's $5. Oh. I looked in the book. It's a $5. And I had 2 bites of the Alex Smith apple, and I took AJ McCarron and Case Keenum instead.
See,
fantasy draft. Stupid.
Someone should hire me as a GM.
Maybe they should.
I still have a shot if they draft Josh Allen.
I won the draft.
That's funny. That's the funniest thing you've said today.
But my bigger point is, when I woke up, obviously, you know, walked downstairs. My phone's downstairs. It's off. All right, so it's not like people were texting me overnight. Good. Log on to the computer. Boom, there it is. I'm like, wait a minute, what am I seeing here? I mean, it was just a shell shock to me.
Happened?
I knew it was an option.
What happened?
But, you know, it's Super Bowl week. You're expecting something like that to happen a few weeks down the road, maybe in March. But, man, that was
I was surprised. I can't say that I was shell-shocked because it was dead. The talks, like, there were no talks.
We mentioned it yesterday.
We
mentioned
dead.
It on the show yesterday. And I think Jason challenged where you're hearing the whispers from. But said the whispers are that Kirk Cousins is gone.
It's
He's going to be going to another team.
It just
He's
became
not
obvious.
Member of the Redskins.
It was over. And I was always thinking that they would come to some, like money would figure it out. But no, it just wasn't.
So I always figured he would be elsewhere. When we played the game of where's he going to be next year, where's he going to be in 3 years, I never had him being on the Redskins.
And I'm rooting for Kirk.
3 years.
I hope he does well. Because I think he was wronged at basically every turn here while he was a Washington Redskin. And I want him to explore free agency like he's desperate to do. And to find a good situation, I want him to thrive.
I'm now over him.
The people who always said he just doesn't want to be here.
Right.
Ultimately, those people were right. They just were.
He also can say that he's kind of protected.
They didn't really want me.
Well, yeah, they didn't even give me an offer.
No, I get it. But I think it's probably both. You know, they probably realized they just weren't made for each other.
And I said this for a long time. The biggest tell to me was they did give him an offer last year. It may not have been as high as what people wanted. He never countered it because he was afraid if he countered it, in my opinion,
right, and it was a
they might say yes,
offer.
And then he stuck with them.
Here's what we needed last night for Kirk Cousins when the news broke, a pants cam to see what happened in his pants when he saw that Alex Smith,
because his
pants got tighter all of a sudden, and he realized he's going straight to unrestricted free agency.
I think it's USA Today. Nate Davis had the 7 likeliest spots, and I was shocked. He has the Jets number one just because of all their cap room, I guess. He has them number one. He has the Browns two. He has Denver 3. See, from the outside looking in, I would have Denver number one because I know they want him so bad. It seems like
but
it makes a lot of sense.
But I think the Jets are probably desperate for a quarterback, too. Think of who they've
been. Yeah, but I would just go to Denver before I would go to all things being equal.
Yeah, I like Denver's the Minnesota situation. You know what else? I like the Jacksonville play because if you're going to pay Blake Bortles, $19 million. Why wouldn't you pay Kirk Cousins $25 million or whatever it's going to take to get him there?
But I like the Minnesota play. Jason brings up great defense, good receivers. You have your agent contact Minnesota and say, would you be interested?
Right. Oh, I'm sure that's happening. You think Mike McCartney isn't burning up the phone lines
by the way,
this morning?
I don't know.
This
a lot
won't
of
happen. This won't happen. But what if the New Orleans Saints say, yeah, we love Drew Brees, but this is a
happening.
Much younger guy.
This ain't
to plan
happening.
For the future.
It ain't happening. You're not getting rid of a Hall of Famer like that. No way. Not in a billion years.
Only
I
if he wants to go.
Yeah, it ain't happening.
I mean, he wants to come back.
What if Drew Brees got insulted by New Orleans
and
offer?
And then Drew Brees
I mean,
became
Drew Brees
available?
Has basically said, I'm staying in New Orleans no matter what. He's
right.
Done the one thing that agents don't want you to do.
Yeah.
He is committed to the team before an offer.
Right.
But he is a free agent.
They'll figure something out.
I literally will flush my head in the toilet if they do.
If Drew Brees,
I'll do it on air. Put me in a toilet in here, I'll put my head and bury it and just flush it with a duty swirling around.
If Drew Brees
is
available?
Yeah. Yes.
Can I pick the duty? Can I pick the duty?
You can make
it's going
to
be dumped, you dummies.
I mean, because if Drew Brees is available for like next 3 years and we chose Alex Smith instead, yeah, you could flush my head with duty in it.
All that said,
I'm so sized for this.
The positives of Alex Smith, and I don't want to hear it. Last year, his quarterback rating was almost 105.
For
takes
him, a
care
career
of the ball.
High. Has to be the career high.
It is.
Probably pretty close, yeah.
69, 31, and 1 in his last 7 years as a starter. He was 19, 5, and 1 his last two seasons with the 49ers. 50 and 26 in Kansas City. 1 and 4 in Kansas City in the playoffs.
Those are numbers not with the Redskins. Just keep that in mind.
By the way,
one of those games, the defense blew a 30-point lead at Indy. Because Andrew Luck brought him back. Remember that game?
Yes.
They lost the game like
49-48. Well, he also had injuries. I can't remember. Didn't KC have like some devastating injuries in that game?
Well, probably. Charles probably got hurt.
What
like
were they up
always
on
does.
The Titans? Were like 18 points?
20-3 or...
Like 17 or 18 points.
Yeah. Huge. But
yeah, but part of that was on Alex Smith.
That wasn't
not
on the defense. Alex Smith didn't make any plays in that
season. I have to say I am surprised that J.P. Finley thinks that Alex Smith is better than Kirk.
He thinks it's an upgrade. I personally do not. I don't think it's an upgrade.
I'm just saying I'm surprised.
Some people do.
I'm with Charlie Castle.
He's
saying
the first
it's even, but
heard.
I could see it being better. I think he can make every throw that Kirk makes. Alex
he's
Smith
more
I conservative.
Agree with Charlie.
He's
I think
more
Kirk on the 1-2-3 get rid of it. Is as good as anybody in the league.
But Alex Smith can make all those throws. And he's better out of the pocket.
I don't think he's better than Kirk at it. He can make the throws, sure.
I think my opinion watching him he's more conservative. He's actually more sideways dunk.
To be fair to Alex Smith, you've seen every pass that Kirk has thrown.
I know what he's capable of completely.
Every single throw. You haven't seen every single throw for
Alex. I agree. And I'll give you credit on Alex. I think Alex is a better athlete. And I definitely think he throws a better deep ball because Kirk throws a poop deep ball. He just does. He throws a nice 20-yard out, like a rope. But those 40-yard deep balls.
He threw a silly deep ball to Terrell Pryor in the first game, and he botched it. It was right on his fingertips.
But he actually, it's just a weakness in his game. He doesn't do a very good job of that.
Alex Smith throws a nice seam ball, partly because he has had Travis Kelce, which if Jordan Reed can return healthy...
Yeah,
and he's got Vernon Davis. Like Alex Smith throws that ball.
Why couldn't have Kansas City thrown Travis Kelce in the mix? Yeah, throw that.
That would have been silly.
You give them Reed and you take Kelce.
Right.
Yeah.
I like how you're playing fantasy GM. I like it over there.
All right, you want to take a calls in the last segment? People still want to chime in.
Speed round.
I think we're a worse football team, but whatever. They did the best they could do at this point. They created a nightmare situation. I'm just happy it's over. I'm so happy.
Are they really worse than
over.
7-9? They're 7-9 last year. So what do you say, Alex? If you put Alex Smith on the Redskins last year, to me, they're 7-9, maybe better. I actually agree with J.P. Finley.
You think he's better? I don't think he's better than Kirk.
Just takes
and
care of the ball better.
And I think
better.
Kirk is getting better.
He takes care of the ball better.
But he just doesn't score. You look at lifetime, he just doesn't put up the numbers. He doesn't get in the end zone. Last year he did. But he's got 7 years under 20 touchdown passes.
He's kind of
that's
boring,
pretty putrid.
And he listens to NPR. Jury's out on how.
Yeah, that's a strike against him.
Who can listen to NPR?
That's a huge character
who
flaw.
Listens to that drivel?
Who's winning the poll on Facebook? Facebook.com/thejunks.
For better looking?
Jason says Jimmy Garoppolo's
can
better
I vote?
Looking.
Let me see. I got
to
vote.
Valdez is firmly in Alex Smith's column. You can go to Facebook.com/thejunks. All right, speed round. We'll take your calls next. Your reaction to Alex Smith taking over as the new quarterback of the Washington Redskins. I should mention, tomorrow on the show, apparently Aaron Hawksworth is joining us in studio. That should be fun. And Kevin Hart is going to join us.
Very good.
I believe he's scheduled for 9:30. He, of course, has a concert coming up in September. but you know it's going to sell out. We'll give away some tickets right now. 10th caller at 800-636-1067. You'll get tickets to see Kevin Hart live September 15th, Capital One Arena. Tickets go on sale February 2nd. That's Friday through Live Nation and the Capital One Arena box office.
You don't know.
But we're giving them away right here on 106.7 The Fan. You can always go to thefandc.com/contest to get more info. It's courtesy of Live Nation.
Kevin Hart likes seeing flops.
Oh,
he likes him some poker.
He also likes running.
He does? Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
His big thing is he goes to wherever he goes.
City to city.
He has, like, meetups.
Uh-huh.
Remember back in the day when tweet-ups were...
He could meet up with Chris Farley here in D.C.
When tweet-ups were a thing, yeah. He has running meetups.
Oh, very nice.
A big group of people run with him.
Mm, interesting.
And he's very fit.
Maybe he'll go over to MGM and play the 2-5.
Maybe he will.
He'll probably play a bit bigger than that. You may probably play a bit bigger than that.
I heard a birdie tell me that Russell Westbrook was playing the 1025 PLO a few nights ago at MGM National Harbor.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Hey, no wonder he lost.
Weren't we supposed to have an announcement on the show today? I think that's got pushed. An announcement today?
Regarding Cage?
There's supposed to be, yeah, but because of the breaking Alex Smith news, it pushes it to the back burner, which is fine.
But I know that that's bigger news for you.
Way bigger news. Bigger. Are you kidding? That news that you're talking about, it's the biggest news for me in a decade.
We're setting up Cakes' retirement gig. Yeah, we're setting him up.
Yeah, it's a good thing.
All right, let's bang out these calls. Last chance for you guys to chime in. Of course, the station will be talking about it all day. Grant and Danny will be next. Love it for 4 hours. Dookies. Nobody will have this situation sort of covered better than we do.
Yeah, so I joked with Grant. Are you going to do 4 hours on James Harden's 60-point triple-double? Yeah,
no,
please.
No.
Pretty big news, though.
I was really prepared to come in and talk about Wall and his knee. I'm not happy about this. I mean, it's fine. I don't think you can keep cutting guys' knees. But we'll see. Hopefully this cleans it up once and for all.
You're not for the tank theory, though, because some people would say now that the season could be gone. So miss the playoffs, have a lottery pick.
Tanking is for losers.
I'm usually a tanking
guy. I wish we had a Barkley drop for that.
I do not advocate it in this circumstance.
Would you rather be an 8 seed, face the 1 seed on the road?
Okay.
Pretty much certain death,
right?
So one and done.
One and done, you're bounced.
8 seed because, you know, you hover. Yeah,
7 seed would be the same thing, too.
Or 7 seed,
what's
right?
The other
or
option?
Even a 6 seed.
Or lottery pick.
Where in the lottery?
Well, you don't know because it's a lottery.
So lottery I get like the 11th pick.
Lottery picks are usually.
So we get to like the 11th or 10th pick. No, not interested. I'd rather take my chances in the playoffs.
Can you find the Barkley clip where he says, tweet is for losers?
Got it right here.
Okay, and just instead put me saying tanking.
Tweet is for losers.
After you find that, find the clip of me advocating for Alex Smith to come here, please. Find that.
All right, let's
found that yesterday.
Hey, let me just throw this out there.
For losers.
The Cavaliers are just imploding.
Yeah, good.
Right. Now they won a couple in
Screw
a row
them.
Before.
I hope
now
they lose
Kevin
every
Love's
game.
Now be out 2 months. Now who knows? They might make a trade.
Oh, he's broken his hand 4 times.
They've slipped. All right, I believe they're the 4 seed right now.
Is Isaiah Thomas yelling at him, claiming he's faking his broken hand?
But what if Cleveland just really didn't put it together, and they're the 4 or the 5 seed this year, and the Wizards are the 4 or the 5 seed, whatever. What I mean, is it possible that they meet up in the playoffs? Is it possible?
I guess. Sure. Yeah.
That'd be pretty cool.
No, it wouldn't, because the Wizards would lose and get bounced out again by LeBron.
I know, but it'd be more interesting.
It wouldn't be that cool.
It'd be more interesting. Who are they going to beat?
I don't know.
They're not going to beat anybody.
Is it really?
You're probably right.
So I'd rather them play the Cavs in the playoffs than, let's say, I don't know, Milwaukee.
Yes, it's a more attractive matchup.
All right, let's pay out the calls.
I'm just saying.
Okay. Let's go to Mike in D.C. Mike, what's up, man? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's up, man?
What's up?
Excuse me. Hey, I mean, I think, you know, I've heard a lot of people calling in and other, you know, commentators seeming to kind of present this false dilemma that it was between Kirk Cousins and just going out there and signing some other high-priced quarterback. I mean, look, guys, I mean, what we've seen, you know, the NFL has evolved over time. We've seen that, of course, QBs mean a lot and can take you deep into the playoffs, but we've also seen that teams have won with just defense. I mean, look at Jacksonville. Look at Minnesota. Mm-hmm. Even look at Philly. The fact that they were able to just swap out quarterbacks.
Well, this is
in the
true.
Super Bowl.
You're right, but this is kind of an outlier. Usually, it's not like that.
an outlier. I mean, you're talking about three teams that were in the top four.
No, I get it. It's just an outlier for this year. Usually the teams that are in the championship games have legit starting quarterbacks.
Well, and also, by the way, the Vikings got incredible play from Keenan.
And remember,
the Eagles got incredible play from Wentz,
right, remember,
MVP candidate.
Wentz was a starter for 15 games.
Yeah, I mean, they had good defenses, but that's not necessarily what carried them.
That's why it's kind of an outlier.
I just have one more point. I really don't think Kirk Cousins, I mean, I think he's pretty good. The one thing I really didn't like about him is that he just underperformed in critical situations. We heard that little clip from
sometimes
Alex saying that, you know, yeah, he did.
Sometimes, I mean, but he also had game-winning drives. He also went in 2015, what did they rip off, 5-6 straight to win the division?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so he's done big things at big times also. Has he done it every time? No. Has he had, you know, big fails in late in season? Absolutely.
And remember,
but he's done good things,
remember
too.
Remember who he was throwing to this year, man. Especially late in the year.
Poop.
He had no running game. He had backup offensive linemen all over the place. He had the, you know, backup tight end.
Terrell Pryor was a massive flop.
Yeah.
Massive flop signing.
This is a bad year to kind of point to.
All right, let's go to LJ Springfield. LJ, what's up? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, guys. So I grew up in Kansas City, and I live my adult life here in Washington. So I'm a fan of both teams, and I've watched a lot of football of Alex Smith and the Redskins. And here's what concerns me. If you go back to either the first or second year Alex Smith was in Kansas City, he set an unbreakable NFL record by not throwing a touchdown pass to a wide receiver for the entire season.
That was pretty amazing.
The Redskins have a receiving core that resembles that Chiefs receiving core that year. And also, if you look at this past season, when Alex Smith was really doing well, he had Tyreek Hill stretching the field, and he had Hunt, that rookie running back,
mm-hmm.
who was balling out of his mind. When he hit the rookie wall, everything started to fall apart, and Alex Smith went back to Captain Checkdown, which is what, you know, they jokingly call them in Kansas City. But I'll tell you what, guys, if I were Jordan Reed, I'd be praying to my lucky stars that I stay healthy, because Alex Smith made Travis Kelce a superstar.
Yeah.
And one other thing, that 1-4 playoff record that Alex Smith has in Kansas City, don't worry about that. The Lord Almighty could be the quarterback for the Chiefs, and they wouldn't win a playoff game. So.
That's true.
Anyway.
That's true. All right,
I usually just think that small sample size, I don't think he's incapable of winning in the playoffs. I think that's kind of silly.
Yeah, I mean, they had some great – I mean, again, they were leading by 30 in Indianapolis, and they blew the lead, lost by one, 46-45.
That's a team failure. I'm sure Smith failed too, but
– threw four touchdowns in that game.
Let me see. Let's go to Chris in Richmond. Chris, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
Yeah, I don't know if this has been brought up already, but could trading Fuller away be a way for the Redskins to clean house of McLuhan's guys? He was praising Fuller on Twitter last night. He got rid of Matt Jones, who was a big McLuhan guy.
Hey, Josh Doctson might be the next to go. Pack your bags, JD. You never know.
Doctson, Jay has not been complimentary of Doctson at all. So is this a way of Jay exerting more power in the organization and him having more say in personnel decisions now?
I don't know. I mean, from everyone we talked to, I mean, the Chiefs just really wanted Fuller in the deal.
Yeah, I don't think they wanted to part with Fuller. It's just the Chiefs might have said this deal is not getting done unless Fuller's part of the package.
Yeah,
and the Redskins acquiesced.
I mean, why would they want to get rid of a good football player just because it was McLuhan's guy? I don't buy into that.
Might be
but
some of that.
But we do know that Bruce
on.
Allen has big time ego issues and is petty.
I will say this. Maybe we can ask John about this on Friday. I'm not going to get into a Twitter thing with John, but John saying that the Redskins did a good thing here. They find, you know, and I guess in a way they did. They salvaged just an untenable situation. But he's giving Doug Williams the credit for pulling the trigger.
Who are we talking about?
John.
Oh, Feinstein.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no way Doug Williams had much to do with this. I don't mean it has nothing to do with Doug. It has everything to do with Bruce.
Yeah.
Bruce made this call.
I would agree.
Okay. And now you and I talked about it. He's doing a book, and he's got Al Smith in the book, and he's got Doug in the book. So that makes sense.
The quarterback book, yeah.
But let's not get crazy. Somebody told me yesterday Doug was doing some celebrating of like the 30th anniversary of their last Super Bowl win, you know, in Minnesota.
John
Buttslice,
he doesn't just drive out to Kansas City to interview Alex Smith anymore.
This is not a Doug Williams
move. Right over to Ashburn. Yeah.
If anybody thinks this is Doug Williams move, I mean, they're being
please.
Silly.
Come on.
No. I don't even think John's serious.
Like John's giving his boys some props.
Yeah.
All right. You can always go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/thejunks, to chime in. You know what? I'm going to put up a Twitter poll. Who's better looking, Garoppolo or Alex Smith?
I thought we already had
24
one.
Hours.
It's a Facebook poll?
Yeah, it was on Facebook.
Oh,
I don't
okay.
think it's an actual poll
oh, okay.
where you get results.
People just commenting.
Yes. Right. Tomorrow on the show, Kevin Hart will join us. And maybe we'll have that big announcement for Cakes tomorrow.
I don't know. We'll see.
Now we're
we're overhyping it. It's really a big deal for me.
It's a personal
huge
deal
for you. Yeah,
it's a
personal deal. Just more money in your pocket.
It might be.
You're sitting on a pile of it.
It might be. It might be a few more shekels in my pocket, which is always a good thing. Yeah. All right, we got to get out of here. For Bish, Cake, CB, I'm JP, Grant, Danny. They're coming up next. Right here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.